toned it down. Everything is everything, y'all.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, CJ is a prime example of, an angry white man. And what is he angry about? Well, he somehow is upset that there are going to be people coming into this nation who are, again, leaving countries that we have destabilized. If he would take the time to stop listening to conservative mumbo-jumbo, and do a little research himself, he would understand why so many people are at the border, why so many people would risk their lives across the desert with nothing but the clothes on their back, walking to try to make it to the border. There's something going on when people make a decision to leave their countries. Who wants to leave their home? Who wants to take their families with nothing at all but the clothes on their back and cross the dangerous deserts and try to make it to this nation? You know, the people who are opposed to those people coming into this country are people who won't even take the time to do any research at all to understand why they're coming, you know. And that's why I have such a hard time with people like CJ. He's angry. No, he's not angry because of our policies that create the movement of those people across the deserts to try to make it here to America, because he doesn't know anything about it and he doesn't want to know. In a statement on Wednesday, Abbott's immigration's plan was slammed. That saying his unnecessary and redundant inspections of trucks, this is by Jen Psaki, transporting many of these people, you know, from the border, got to be changed, got to be forced to change. We're not going to allow any of them to come to Texas. How is it that a state can somehow supersede the federal government? So in the end, what Greg Abbott is doing is denying a law that the President of the United States has put in place. In a statement on Wednesday, Jen Psaki slammed Abbott's immigration policy, saying his unnecessary and redundant inspections of trucks, transitioning ports of entry between Texas and Mexico are causing significant disruptions to the food and automobile supply chains, delaying manufacturing, impacting jobs, and raising prices for families in Texas and across the country. Local businesses and trade associations are calling on Governor Abbott to reverse his decision because trucks are facing lengthy delays exceeding 5 hours at some border crossings, and commercial traffic has dropped by as much as 60%, Psaki said. The continuous flow of legitimate trade and travel and CBP's custom and border protections ability to do its job should not be obstructed. Governor Abbott's actions are impacting people's jobs and the livelihoods of hardworking Americans, American families. Abbott is facing re-election in a solid red state, and is likely to face Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke in the fall election for governor. You know, you just don't understand the hatefulness and the evilness that is in the hearts of many of those folk who call themselves Republicans and conservatives. Can our nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, I say to you, CJ, the wealthiest nation on earth, not afford to bring many people who are struggling at wits' end, who are going to come here to work jobs that are not, we don't have people to fill, you know, those jobs, and yet you and others like you, one thing for sure, those people who come here from Central America will take any job. They'll take the worst jobs that Americans won't take, and they will serve a purpose. At a time when business leaders are complaining and griping about the fact that they can't get people to work, and if you only understood, CJ, that many business people know that there are illegal immigrants already in this country that they are employing at a slave wage, and that those people then turn around and pay taxes, even though they are illegal immigrants. But I know you're not hearing that on conservative talk radio, or you're not seeing that on conservative news outlets. So it's easy for people like you to point fingers because you haven't done any research yourself. So all you see is that, you know, those people are coming here. They're not going to impact and affect you at all. You know, I'm a taxpayer just like you are. I'm not sitting here whining and crying and complaining that people who want to come here and are going to work, and look, check their history out. How many of them come here and wind up on welfare? They come here and they wind up working and creating their own communities and their own realities. But you don't want that to happen. You don't think that they deserve an opportunity to do that. Man, I don't know. But again, going back to the fact that we've opened the door for Ukrainians, you're talking about the laws being changed and things being changed. They've been changed to accept the new Ukrainians who are coming into this country. They've expedited their ability to come into our country and get their opportunities, even though there are many other people who are waiting and stranded and who are waiting, you know, 5 years, 10 years for citizenship. They've waived all of that, CJ. Are you aware of that? For the Ukrainians? No, you aren't. But I don't expect anything different from you, because you don't know any better. You are upset and angry about something that you have been given instructions by conservatives who, you know, for the most part, are bigoted towards people who come here with dark skin color. That's it. But we've got to change all of that, you know, and Joe Biden and what he's doing in allowing those people to come into this country, to say that they're not going to be checked is a lie. They're not opening any floodgates and letting people come in here without going through the background checks and everything else that has to be done. You know, you don't have any proof that that's the case, but you talk as if you do have proof. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.